Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 3, Karma Yoga, text number 24. Utsideyor ime loka, nakoryam karma charaham, sankarasya chakartasyam, upahanyam imam praja, Utsideyu would be put into ruin. Ime, all these. Loka, worlds. Na, not. Koryam, I perform. Karma, prescribed duties. Chet, if. Aham, I. Sankarasya, of unwanted population. Cha, and. Karta, creator. Syam, would be. Upahanyam, would destroy. Imam, all these. Praja, living entities. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. If I did not perform prescribed duties, then all these worlds would be put to ruination. I would be the cause of creating unwanted population and would thereby destroy the peace of all living beings. Purport. Varna Sankara is unwanted population which disturbs the peace of the general population. In order to check this social disturbance, there are prescribed rules and regulations by which the population can automatically become peaceful and organized for spiritual progress in life. When Lord Krishna descends, naturally, he deals with such rules and regulations in order to maintain the prestige and necessity of such important performances. The Lord is the Father of all living entities, and if the living entities are misguided, indirectly the responsibility goes to the Lord. Therefore, whenever there is general disregard of regular principles, the Lord Himself descends and corrects the society. We should, however, note carefully that although we have to follow in the footsteps of the Lord, we still have to remember that we cannot imitate Him. Following and imitating are not on the same level. We cannot imitate the Lord by lifting Govardhan Hill as the Lord did in His childhood. It is impossible for any human being. We have to follow His instructions, but we may not imitate Him at any time. The Srimad Bhagavatam 10:33, 30-31 affirms, Naitat samacharet jatu manasapi yadishvaraha vinasyat yacharan bhaudyad yata rudrobdi jam vishvam ishvaranam vachasatyam Tathaiva vacharitam kvachit, tesham yat svavacho yuktam, purimamscha tat samacharet. We should simply follow the instructions of the Lord and His empowered servants. Their instructions are all good for us, and any intelligent person will perform them as instructed. However, one should guard against trying to imitate their actions. One should not try to drink the ocean of poison in imitation of Lord Shiva. We should always consider the position of the Ishvaras, or those who can actually control the movements of the sun and moon, as superior. Without such power, we cannot imitate the Ishvaras, who are super powerful. Lord Shiva drank poison to the extent of swallowing an ocean, but if any common man tries to drink even a fragment of such poison, he will be killed. There are many pseudo-devotees of Lord Shiva who want to indulge in smoking ganja, marijuana, and similar intoxicating drugs, forgetting that by so imitating the acts of Lord Shiva, they are calling death very near. Similarly, there are some pseudo-devotees of Lord Krishna who prefer to imitate the Lord in His Rasa Lila, or Dance of Love, forgetting their inability to lift Govardhan Hill. It is best, therefore, that one not try to imitate the powerful, but simply follow their instructions. nor should one try to occupy their posts without qualification. There are so many incarnations of God without the power of the Supreme Godhead. As I mentioned before, actually everything is quite simple. Either we're simply in Krishna consciousness or we're simply in Maya. And when we're not in Krishna consciousness, when we're not following Krishna's instructions, then material nature takes over. And material nature has the same, more or less, tricks, you could say. Yogat chalati manasa. Prabhupada writes that as soon as one tries to make advancement in Krishna consciousness, then Maya will try to trick the devotee by so many different allurements. And it's more or less the same allurements every time. Women and wealth. Material nature works. The basic principle of material life is imitating Krishna. In normal society, there is man and then there's woman. Observable man and observable women. Nowadays, of course, even if there is a homosexual relationship, one of them usually takes or has to take the position of the man and the other one is the woman. Otherwise, they'd just be competing with each other. No, I'm the man today. No, you were the man yesterday. I'm the man today. So, as soon as we deviate, in other words, we're not man and we're not women, we're just in a body that's man and woman, but we're already deluded by thinking we're this body, and what to speak of when we can't even recognize whether what kind of body we're in. That we don't want to be in this body, and we go to the extent, people go to the extent that they try to change their sex. And then they decide, well, that was a bad move, let me get the old sex back again. Or maybe I should become bisexual. So people are confused because they're not in Krishna consciousness. And therefore they're hoping that one kind of change will actually make them happy. So it's always changing. Try this, try that, try some other thing. Walk in your hands, clap with your ears, with your feet. Try something to become happy. And it's all impelled by Kama Esha, Krodha Esha, Rajaguna, Samudbhava, Mahashina, Mahapatma, Vidinam, Ihavarina. It is lust only, Arjuna, born of the mode of passion, and later transformed into wrath, which is the all-devouring sinful enemy of the world. So though lust has been given so many names and poetized and glorified and people write poetry, sing songs and make movies, but ultimately it's just gross or subtle sense enjoyment and exploitation. And if people don't live life of duty, then they have to live a life of being impelled by their senses and their in the form of the senses and the mind. There's no other way. There's no in-between. But people don't know. They don't know. They have no experience of Krishna. That's why we go out and chant Hare Krishna, give people prasadam and some books, so they can get, this is like our samskar. There's samskar. Some other experience that awakens. Maybe there's something other purpose of life. Maybe there's something more than just eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. So that's why we're trying to introduce people, give people another experience. Otherwise, then they may wonder, what should I be doing? Now, in this age, people don't know what they think their only duty is somehow or another make money. As Prabhupada said, one man is asking another man, are you intelligent? So he's checking his pocket to see if there's any money there. Because the idea is if there's some money in there, his pocket, he must be intelligent. So that's all people know. Get money and enjoy the senses. because there's no education about Dharma, how the material nature is actually working. Just like they wanted to kill millions of cows in Europe because they were accusing the cows of passing air, causing climate change. So they thought they'd solve the material world's problems by killing off all the cows. Of course, hopefully none of us will pass gas either. Or else we might be accused of causing climate change. And you know what happens to people who cause climate change. So in this way, people are bewildered because they don't know how the material nature works. They don't believe in demigods. If we tell them there's demigods, they'll think that we're some kind of, you know, primitive cult, believes in many, many gods, demigods. That now they'll say, oh, you actually believe the sun is a person, is being moved by a person. And we believe, no, what do you believe? You believe it's just kind of floating out there, nothing else to do, lazily floats around the universe because it's on a vacation. No one behind it, just so everything is perfectly an accident. The Big Bang Company. They come in to renovate the temple here, plant dynamite all around, explode everything. Everything falls to pieces. You say, well, what did you do? It looks like a mess. No. It's only the first stage of the Big Bang. It gets better. Come in with a whole bunch of crew with more dynamite and explode anything that's left. And now everything's completely in pieces. Well, we're getting there. Just takes some time. So they believe that the whole universe has fantastic order just out of nothing. Of course, there's nothing to demonstrate it, nor do they believe it. As I said, if they actually believed everything came out of nothing, then why don't they stay home? Why should they work? Everything will come out of nothing. The universe can come out of nothing. Why can't their paycheck come out of nothing? Why do they work so hard to get a PhD degree? Stay home, and if nothing, the degree will come right out of the air. But they don't believe it. So they think the universe came out of nothing, and they work hard to get whatever they're trying to get. But the result is the whole material world is presently, human society is irregulated. They believe you can do anything. Men can freely associate with women. Women can freely associate with men. With their children, they can do anything. With other living entities, they can do anything. And so society is becoming more and more degraded as time goes on. And the name is so-called freedom. Freedom to serve lust, which will lead to more and more in the mode of ignorance, which will lead to more and more suffering and bewilderment. So there is no dharma, they don't know that from lust comes anger, from lust comes greed, comes anger, although they see it everywhere, that the lusty people become greedy. And greedy people become angry. And angry people become even more deluded. And deluded people forget how the material nature works. And they lose all their intelligence. They think they're free to do anything they want, and it'll be all right. They can get away with anything. They don't believe that there is judgment after death. They think it's all a fairy tale. They believe that by science they're going to live forever. Walt Disney, he froze himself. I don't know if they pulled the plug yet. But I don't want to be around when they do. So they don't believe any of these things. They don't even believe that they're eternal souls. They don't believe they're under the influence of time. Their so-called hope for the future, based on science. Scientists can't even change even one atom in their own body, stop it from changing for one moment. And yet they believe the scientist is going to protect them from death. So, this is the information we have to give to sane people, that there is laws of nature. We don't want to increase lust, because that will increase our greed. And if we increase our greed, then we'll become more and more frustrated, and we'll go further and further away from the truth. We'll forget more and more who we actually are, and all activities will, instead of leading us towards liberation, lead us towards the darkest regions of the universe. So this we have to become convinced of ourselves and help other people understand. And then the society may follow some rules and regulations coming from Krishna. And this age, because people have, they're not about to become, follow the varna and ashram. But if we chant Hare Krishna, they might get some sanity. And maybe if they follow some of the regular principles, then they might understand a little bit more clearly who they actually are. And be willing to do something on that basis to make society more in line with the ideals of God-conscious society. Anyhow, this stuff there. Thank you. Any questions? Yes.
Thank you. Last year, I met in Sankirtan a lady. She was a brahmachari before, and a person in the last part of her stay in ISKCON, she was personal servant of famous ISKCON sannyasi. And after decades of rendering service in ISKCON, he obviously couldn't rise above at least that part of his false ego. So she changed her gender, and she said that Maharaj, in that last part of her decision making, went along. And I wanted to ask, after all, it's only a body. I mean, and obviously it can produce quite some pain, psychological pain, to people who think they are in a wrong kind of vehicle. So why not changing it? And what's your opinion on this? Or because it's connected to some suffering, which obviously now, cannot be.
Oh, I don't know. I think people should spend their time trying to become self-realized, rather than waste their time trying to change their body. I mean, the principle of sense gratification is always the same. It's in the beginning. Yehi sam sparshita bhoga dukha yone evate adyantavante kontiya nate shuramate buddha. An intelligent person doesn't take part in the sources of misery, which is due to contact with the senses or objects. O son of Kunti, such pleasures have a beginning and an end, and so the wise person doesn't delight in them. So this idea, I'm going to be happier in this gender or that gender, we'd be happier if we became Krishna conscious. Try that. Try to change from a spiritual identification, from a material identification, to a spiritual one. Otherwise, to identify oneself as a man or a woman, both are misconceptions, or neither one of them. It's like you put on a Halloween costume or for a party as Dracula, and you're always thinking, I should be Frankenstein. You shouldn't be in the party to begin with. You're wasting your time. Try being a real person. Anything else? Okay, thank you very much. Grand Raj Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande.